This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israeli airstrikes have hit central and southern Gaza overnight, killing 14 people as friends and family members of a Turkish-American activist killed by an Israeli soldier prepared for her funeral. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has the story.
Footage captured by the AP shows mourners attending the funeral of the Turkish-American activist Aysenar Ezgi Ayge in Turkey. Her death was condemned by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as the United States, Egypt, and Qatar push for a ceasefire. This comes as airstrikes in Gaza City hit a home housing more than 10 people, including women and children. Gaza's civil defense reported that another strike hit a tent in Khan Yunis, where Palestinians displaced by the war are taking refuge. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Russia and Ukraine conducted a second major exchange of prisoners of war in 2 days on Saturday, while Russian officials threatened an uncontrolled escalation of war as Western leaders discussed whether to allow Kyiv to use their weapons for strikes deep into Russian territory. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Slava Ukraine!
Russia and Ukraine conducted a major exchange of prisoners on Saturday, 206 people in total, in their second such swap in 2 days, officials said. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said that all 103 Ukrainians returned were from the military. Russia's defense ministry also released video of its returned servicemen on a bus. According to the ministry's statement, its 103 soldiers had been taken prisoner in Russia's Kursk region, where Ukrainian forces captured territory early August in their first major incursion into the country. The ministry also said the prisoner swap came after mediation by the United Arab Emirates.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. For additional stories, visit our website, VOA.